better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My plan would do that. Your plan would
not. They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes. Are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
This is going to be good.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm the Vice President of the United States. The teachers are recovering. I'm married to a teacher. My deceased wife is a teacher. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime. Make sure you have the record player on at night. I said something that was not meant the way I said it.
There are definitely moments where you listen to Joe Biden and you just wonder.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
To be clear, they should have them. If you purchase that AR-15, if you own it, keep it.
So long, farewell, our leaders, and good night.
You know, I want to commend Beto for how well he has spoken.
And I'm happy that people like Beto O'Rourke are showing such courage now.
And by the way, the way Beto handled, excuse me for saying Beto, but Congressman,
that's all right.
The way he handled what happened.
And Beto, God love you.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The bottom line is this. Donald Trump, in office, on trade policy, you know, he reminds me of that guy in The Wizard of Oz. You know, when you pull back the curtain, it's a really small dude.
I have no idea what that means.
You really have to elect me. Whether you like me or not, it makes no difference. Because our country will go to hell if any of these people get in. It'll go to hell.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The Inspector General of the Justice Department sent a letter to the ranking and committee chairman of the committees today saying his investigation of FISA abuse is complete. And now they have to submit it to the AG and to the director of the FBI, the squish, Christopher Wray, to decide how much they're going to classify and declassify. And the conservative treehouse, which is the go-to source on this stuff, says it's going to probably take 6 to 8 weeks more. 6 to 8 weeks more to get everything done. He said in the letter to the congressmen and the senators that this is Inspector General Horowitz. His staff has conducted over 100 interviews, including several of witnesses who only recently agreed to be interviewed. We have now begun the process of finalizing our report by providing a draft of our factual findings to the department and FBI for classification, determination, and marking. So I guess that means they've gone back to the people, and you know they let Comey say, well, I suffered a memory lapse, or I really believed the fake dossier was real, and I didn't know that Hillary Clinton had paid for all this dirt. I think they throw all that stuff in. So I guess it's all done. The way it reads to me, it just sounds like they have to decide what's going to be classified and what isn't. I hope Bill Barr moves expeditiously, as they say. All right, time now for the chump line.
AR-15s and your AK-47s and all your other guns, and then we're going to take your knives and your cheeseburgers and then your children. Yeah!
Howard Dean called into the chump line today. Who knew? You know, the guy who was here earlier from the gun school Mass Firearms said that 403 people are killed in 2017 with AK-47s and AR-15s, 450 people were killed by falling out of bed. We need some common sense bed safety legislation. We need to ban beds, perhaps, if we can save just one life, it would be worth it.
I got to get rid of my assault bed.
No, oh. Nobody needs a queen-sized bed, okay?
Go ahead. Oh, Felicity, the weed of crime bears bitter fruit, or at least a lot of inconvenience.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Varsity Blues knows. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who, thanks to the Howie Carr Show, is also one of America's busiest. So we're hiring now, and not just in production. If you're experienced in lean manufacturing, logistics, or maintenance, we want to talk to you. Apply online at MatthewsBrothers.com now. As Felicity was being sentenced, her husband, William H. Macy, was sitting there in the front row. And you know who else was sitting in the front row of the courtroom? Andrew Lelling, the U.S. attorney who managed the entire investigation. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president and there was a Democrat, a friend of Rod Rosenstein's, for instance, the guy who thought he was going to get the job, who was giving big money to Hillary, to Elizabeth Warren, and to Barack Obama, his name was Weinreb, do you think they would have gone after these Hollywood celebs? I rather doubt it myself.
So Yang wants to give 10 families $1,000 a month for a year.
Yes.
Well, that averages out to about $6.25 an hour. How about raising that minimum wage, huh?
I don't know what he's getting at. Go ahead.
Hey, Kamala, it could be worse. When you pull back that curtain on the wizard, could be Joe Biden about to go skinny dipping.
It could be worse. Could be a lot worse. Was she getting the professor or the wizard mixed up with the Munchkins?
Hey, Howie, did you watch the new DNC sponsored game show last night? How Can We Buy Your Vote? Starring the Feckless Ten.
Yeah, instead of let's make a deal, it's let's make a handout. Let's make a giveaway. Do we have any word, Taylor, by the way? It is past 5 o'clock. This is when Jaisal Correa was supposed to turn over the keys to his office at City Hall in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Very good question. He said he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah. The city council voted 8-1 that he should give up his keys at 5 o'clock on Friday, after his second indictment on federal corruption and racketeering charges last week.
The Democratic debate was really a joke. 10 people trying to sell us a pig and a poke. Last night's display has paved the way. The left's chance of beating Trump has now gone up in smoke.
I thought Limerick guy was going to work woke in there, but that worked as it was.
Yeremir, watching Joe Biden try to complete a sentence is like watching me try to do a field sobriety test. Abraham, who knows where it's going to go?
I got another police report today, and another extinguished member of a political family in Massachusetts was refusing to do the sidewalk Olympics, as they're called, the field sobriety tests, after smashing his Mercedes into a Dodge Caravan that was parked.
Yeah, Kamala is right. The skies in L.A. are blue. Now the streets are brown.
Yes, many texters may have made that point as well.
William H. Macy, let his old lady take the fall. Attaboy, Billy boy.
Yeah, well, it's not the first time this has happened. Let one member of the family go down for another one. As Jerry Angiulo, the former boss of the mafia in Boston, said to his college boy son, Jason, we've had a lot of guys go to prison for their sons. There'll be none of that here.
Apparently the president of the city council in Fall River is holding a live press conference right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So I thank them for that. There'll be business as usual in Fall River, but in council's office, we will be, in fact, meeting on Wednesday of this coming Wednesday to discuss legal strategy going forward.
Sounds like everything's working out for Jaisal. He's back at work,
so to speak. But what does work involve? Do you think he's got FBI people trailing him, you know, around considering the what he considers work, which is basically, according to the indictments, picking up payoffs?
Remember, Bernie wrote that health care bill, just like he wrote the article that most women want to get gang raped.
Yeah, but he said that was satire. Was the legislation that he, that damn legislation, was that satire as well?
Hey, Beto, when you come from my AR, make sure you put your oven mitts on. The barrel's going to be very hot.
Uh-oh. There's another guy going to get a visit from the G-men.
Howie, according to your scale of justice, is Lori Loughlin guilty or not guilty?
I'd say she's traditionally been not guilty. I don't know. I mean, you know, Felicity has aged a lot in the last few months since the indictment and the conviction, the plea. And so I think Lori's in greater danger. So I don't know. I can't comment until I see her again.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's the... it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you would like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who, thanks to the Howie Carr Show, is also one of America's busiest. So we're hiring now, and not just in production. If you're experienced in lean manufacturing, logistics, or maintenance, we want to talk to you. Apply online at MatthewsBrothers.com now. That's Matthews Brothers with one T.
We're going to take your AR-15s and your AK-47s and all your other guns, and then we're going to take your knives and your cheeseburgers and then your children. Yeah!
And that plan is going to do Beto as much good as Howard Dean's scream did him in Iowa back in 2004. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
We still have a few certificates to the Mass Firearms School. It's our cheap bastard deal of the week, the Mass Firearms School in Holliston, Mass. That's where I took my basic firearms course and got my certificate to get my license to carry in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's a great place. And the Mass Firearms School, the basic firearms course usually costs $100. Right now you can get it for $50. It's our cheap bastard deal of the day. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store and you can get the $100 gift certificate for $50. It's a four-hour course. You can take it set aside 4 hours and you can do it. I did it on a Saturday morning and it's fun to do it. And you get the certificate and then you can go down to the local police station and get your permit. And that's what you need to buy a gun in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Those sound like great classes, like home defense courses and everything like that.
Yeah,
awesome.
They got all kinds of courses there. You can check them out if you want to. But this is just for the basic firearms course. Once you get your LTC, that you can probably get. You may well be interested in getting some of the other courses.
Well, I'm getting
concealed carry.
I should be getting my LTC next month, so I'll definitely be going to Mass Firearms School to get those additional courses. Those are really cool.
All right. Okay. Yep. You're down there in Bristol County. You know, you might run into somebody trying to shake down a drug dealer. You know, an elected official.
I might run into a mayor trying to shake me down. Here you're working for Howie Carr now, huh?
Yikes. Anyway, you can get the $50 cost for what usually costs $100. Go to howiecarshow.com. Click on store. Guys, when it comes to erectile dysfunction, quit rubbing some dirt on it and check out Roman. With Roman, you can get medical care for erectile dysfunction, if appropriate, from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can talk to the doctor online. You can get the prescription if it's deemed appropriate, delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. For a free online visit and free two-day shipping, visit GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you agree with Joe Biden that nonviolent criminals should not be in jail?
No, I wouldn't have minded if Felicity Huffman did not go to jail, but I think
she might as well not go to jail, right? Two weeks.
Like I said, and I really mean this. I know the jail is not easy, but I'd rather do an extra 2 weeks than have to do 6 weeks of community service. That would seem easier to me. But you got to send some people to jail. I mean, what does violence mean? I mean, sometimes crimes cause people, the victims, to hurt themselves, or it ruins their lives. Even if you didn't use a gun, even if you just embezzled the money or, you know, sold them drugs, something like that, and ruined their life. No, it's too broad of a brush to paint with. No, I'm opposed.
93% agree with you, Howie.
All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play. I'm just looking here for some more cuts. Let's play cut 15. This is Elizabeth Warren. This is another brilliant take by Elizabeth Warren on terrorism.
We need to treat the problem of terrorism as a worldwide problem. And that means we need to be working with all of our allies, our European allies, our Canadian allies, our Asian allies, our allies in Africa and in South America. We need to work together to root out terrorism. It means using all of our tools. It means economic investment. It means expanding our diplomatic efforts instead of hollowing out the State Department and deliberately making it so we have no eyes and ears in many of these countries.
What a fool she is. And why do the Democrats always talk about punting to our allies? You know, like our ally. You know, we'll send in some people to into Benghazi. We'll send in some troops to deal with the failed state that was created by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's failed diplomatic initiatives, and the fact that they decided to overthrow a guy who was bad, Muammar Gaddafi, but he wasn't giving us any trouble. Does Elizabeth Warren really believe that? And then they said, what would you do about Afghanistan? And all she said was, I went to Afghanistan with John McCain. So in other words, he's dead. He can't dispute anything she says. She's bipartisan because he was a Republican, so to speak. And then she says, and my three brothers were in the military. That's what's called, in football, they call that taking a knee. She was running out the clock. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What? 8484. What are you pointing at?
It was Dan Housley.
Oh, Dan. Okay.
Me and Howie met him once.
I've met him a few times.
I've only met him once.
Okay. Dirty Rats. I know him. Dirty Rats. That's the name of our podcast. Check it out this weekend. We got 4 episodes up. They're doing very well. We've got a lot of downloads. Subscribe so you get the downloads automatically. You'll have another one up on Thursday, dropping on Thursday. There'll be one a week from now on, but please check it out. And if you want to, you can buy a Dirty Rats t-shirt at howiecarshow.com. Click on store and you can, but right now you can win one, and you can also win a phone sleeve for Dirty Rats. And you'll be entered in the contest. We're going to have a drawing in about 30 minutes, for the week. All the winners this week of the t-shirt and the phone sleeve will be entered in a contest. Grace will be picking it out, and the winning person will get a 2 free tickets to see the show, the VIP tickets. So we'll do that at right after the 6 o'clock hour. But right now, we're going to give you one more chance to enter the contest. This is the last one of the week, and it's about the House of Horrors, where the where Whitey Bulger killed people, and later on, he dug up the bodies for reasons we won't get into today. But the question here at 633-63566, excuse me, 63566, that's what to text the answer to. In what neighborhood or part of Boston were the bodies from the House of Horrors dug reburied in after they were dug up? What neighborhood were they reburied in? Pretty easy.
Pretty okay. easy.
63566. First winner will get the T-shirt and the phone sleeve.
Howie, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
We have a winner. The neighborhood is Dorchester. It's on Hallett Street, across the street from Florian Hall. What used to be a vacant lot, now there's a building there. Times change. There's development. Anyway, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday, and that means all week long we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local police blotter or your local police log in your daily or weekly newspaper. Send in funny items involving the local constabulary. You can send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax them to us at 857-284-8864. We still have a fax machine. I got some nice police reports today.
You did,
and about a guy who got a bad ice cube.
Yes. And today, I have to admit, my cup runneth over. These stories are unbelievable, so I'm going to get right to the runners-up.
These are the runners-up. We have two winners every week, and they get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll get a copy of your book, What Really Happened? How Donald Trump Won the 2016 Election. Here we go. Here's a runner-up. Loud sex mistaken for fight leads to gunshots at Days Inn Hotel.
Barbaric.
How come this kind of stuff never happens at the Ritz-Carlton?
Because when the Days Inns are rocking, don't come a-knocking. Especially if you're the security guard.
Where is this? Where did this happen?
This happened, I'm glad you asked, Howie, in Maryland.
Maryland.
Police responded to a fight inside a hotel
room.
Never
happens at Trump International either, or the Breakers.
It turned out, so this is kind of a complicated one. It all started, I love police stories that start with, it all started. It all started when two clerks working at the front desk of the hotel got a call from one of the rooms. The workers reportedly heard two people fighting in the background of the call, prompting the on-duty security guard to call the police. Arriving officers spoke...
The on-duty security guard, is that anything like a house dick, as they used to say in the 40s, a house detective? Guy has a little pint in his belt, and he needs a shave, and he's wearing a fedora.
I love to ask, like, when I see
suspenders,
certain security guards, I love to always be like, you packing heat? You know what I mean? Because you know they're not. They're like, no, I'm not packing heat. I'm like, oh, man. Arriving officers spoke with two women who were supposedly in the room when the commotion was heard. Each told police they were not fighting, mm-hmm. but they were having sex. They were lovers, not fighters. They make love, not war. At the request of the security officer, who seems to be getting his nose in everybody's business, police ordered the women to pack it up and leave the hotel.
These are two women?
Yes.
Two women?
That took you a while. I thought your little giggity-goo thing would go off right there.
I was just getting, someone said, are these all cotton? 100% cotton. Yes, they're 100%.
That's how much you're devoted to the Dirty Rats tease, is that you let the details of these two women go by you. That never happens.
I've been doing a lot of women fighting and lately. I wrote a column about it today, a judge and her wife.
One of the women thought she left a cell phone in the room. So now the security guard says to the police officers, get these two out of here. The police officers say, fine. They're indulging the security guard. One of the women thought she left a cell phone in the room, at which point an officer escorts her back to look for it. When they returned, the other woman, 34-year-old Allison Daughtry, had gone into the lobby and began to argue with the hotel staff. Daughtry pulled out a handgun and pointed it at the guard. The guard...
This sounds like my column today.
The guard then tried to take the gun away and wrestle Daughtry to the ground.
Was one of these women a judge?
Causing the gun to fire and strike a door frame in the lobby. Meanwhile...
The judge didn't fire her gun. The cops came and got the guns.
An officer...
This is worse than my column.
...was outside, heading back to his patrol car when he heard the gunshot. He came inside to find Daughtry being restrained by the guard and arrested her. So craziness. She claims that the guard hit her first and that she took a swing at him with her purse.
Was it a hate crime, considering she was having sex with another woman? It must be a hate crime if the house dick hit her.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if the security officer tells the police, I want these two out of here, I'm kind of getting mad at the security officer, too. It's like, if we were that bad, the police would arrest us. We don't need you telling the police to arrest us. Okay, buddy? Well, get off your high horse. Anyway, that was the first story, so you can only imagine the rest I have to go through. Men arrested breaking into Iowa courthouse claim they were hired to test alarm system.
That's a good excuse. That's pretty good. Did they come up with that on the spur of the moment, or did they read that somewhere online if you're ever arrested breaking into a place?
You know what? One of the guys could have got away with it, but the other guy, the collar on his shirt appears to be like loose and limp and ripped, and I think that his appearance probably gave away the fact that these aren't cyber hacker security men. These are just...
They aren't from IT.
Fumbling thieves.
They wear polo shirts.
Yes. A Tennessee police sergeant is arrested for crashing into liquor store while drunk and trying to keep his eyes open with his fingers after failed sobriety test.
Was he on the job when this happened?
Don't do that. No, I do not believe he was. Police Sergeant Thomas Berry Hill, 62, was arrested on Saturday, September 7th.
He hasn't retired?
For allegedly crashing into a liquor store while intoxicated. It happened about 5:20 p.m. in Memphis, Tennessee, after a woman saw him. So this woman saw him. He struck a curb pulling into the parking lot of Kirby Parkway Liquors.
Was he in his cruiser?
And slammed into the building's brick column. No, I think he was in a regular car. But
he was in an unmarked cruiser.
He hit the curb of Kirby's and was drunk at a liquor store.
Yes. And
wow.
you know what's crazy?
He was carrying a foreign load, as we used to say at Foley's.
The woman told him, called the cops and said, I'm preventing this man from leaving the scene because he's drunk as a skunk.
He's legless.
And he just crashed into the liquor store. By the way, just an update. He did have a bottle... had a bottle in his possession that was possibly alcoholic.
It was an open container, as they say.
And was found under the driver's seat. Could have been any kind of, you know, drink.
Did the police report say that he had glassy eyes?
No, but we do have one of those coming up.
Okay.
I'm gonna move from the... Actually, no, I am going to read this one. A Kenyan politician demands law to combat farting on planes and anti-flatulence drugs for passengers amid fears terrible smells may spark violence on board. So this all started at a county assembly last month after a lawmaker accused a colleague of polluting the air. The person in question denied the claims, and the speaker ordered air fresheners to be brought to the chamber.
They were polluting the airwaves last night in Houston. Is that somewhat like polluting the air?
There is one. This is what the person said at the meeting. There is one irritant that is often ignored, and this is the level of farting within the aircraft.
No, it's not ignored.
If this is not managed well, it can cause discomfort and insecurity on board. The politician then went on to suggest introducing anti-flatulence drugs, which would be available for crews to give out if needed. What is going on?
Howie, did you know that?
Shouldn't they be mandatory? I mean, no one's going to volunteer to take an anti-flatulence drug.
You can't be What, are you going to give people Beano and say you have to take it? Shove it down your throat? Put it down your gullet?
This wasn't my legislation, Grace. I don't know where I stand on this. We're going to have a committee hearing. What did you say, Taylor?
You know they make underwear now with basically menthol filters in the seat of your pants? When you, pass gas... It smells pleasant.
Can people just wait till they get in their cars?
Do you have
or
a choice between Newport and Salem and Kool's?
Maybe Trump is going to outban the fruity flavors.
What are people
mango,
eating?
Mango-flavored shorts.
Ugh.
Fruity farts.
Vegan activist, this is an interesting story. Vegan activist who and I'm using air quotes, rescued 16 rabbits, killed nearly 100 rabbits in the process.
Does this vegan activist know Cory Booker?
A vegan activist in Spain who goes by the name Mythical Mia on social media conducted the alleged rescue mission on a farm.
Mythical Mia. The rabbits wish it was mythical.
Five rabbits, which were pregnant and about to give birth, were killed during the chaotic retrieval, and several others were left with broken spines, the paper reports. A number of rabbits. So she went on her Instagram with like cuts in her face and said stuff like, this is what just happened to us. Look, I'm documenting the whole thing now. I'm covered in blood. This is what the farmers have done. They shot through our window and chased us down the motorway.
No, the vegan activist did this.
Oh my God, I'm literally covered in blood. Do you know how much I love rabbits? They are the sweetest animals in the world. I have one that goes outside my house. I call him Mr. Rabbit. I see him every night. This lady
is
such a jerk.
This is in South Boston?
Yeah.
Mr. Rabbit. There's a rabbit?
Oh, there's tons. I have a little backyard with the grass. That's so mean. Leave. Thanks for your rescuing, but if I was a rabbit, I'd say, oh, I'm good.
I really do enjoy grass-fed rabbit.
The texters are pointing out the name of this legislation in Kenya. It's the He Who Smelt It, Dealt It Act.
Grace, have you never tried rabbit?
Taylor, I'm not even going down that road. I don't want to go Mythical Mia on you right now.
I'm
okay?
going to have to bring some up for you.
Do not. Do not dare. Woman fatally shoots neighbor who sprayed her with dog repellent. A Miami-Dade County woman, so this is Florida, was arrested Monday in connection with the fatal shooting of her neighbor. Taquana Washington faces charges of...
Taquana?
Taquana, yes.
Rhymes with marijuana.
It does. Doesn't say anything about that in the story, but Washington and her neighbor were involved in an ongoing feud that resulted in the fatal shooting. So this is how the feud started. Washington's neighbor confronted her about being fully nude with her window and blinds open. The defendant refused to close the blinds and put clothes on. So that's when the neighbor sprayed her with dog repellent. That's when Taquana pulled out a .38 caliber revolver and shot the woman in the back. Some might call that an overreaction. Don't come to a dog repellent fight or
kid, don't come to a dog a gunfight with dog repellent.
Thank you, Taylor.
Kenya Air has a new class of on the flights. Fart class.
I should have saved the fart one for last because it's going to stink up the rest of the segment for sure.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, guys, I still have so many good stories when we get back. This is unbelievable.
Okay, you've been hearing me talk about Super Beats for a while now, and I'm sure some of you are still thinking, why Super Beats? You can take it from me. The benefits of Super Beats are incredible. I feel so much better when I have some Super Beats. Most people put it in liquid, like I'm just doing with my coffee right now, and they drink it. It's delicious. I get a little more energy. It makes my blood flow better.
We've been getting a lot of texts too from people saying these Super Beats. I mean, I'm feeling good. I don't know what else to say. Like someone texted in yesterday and said, I can't argue with Howie on this one. I feel great.
They do make you feel more energetic. And if that doesn't convince you, we can talk about the science behind Super Beats. Beets have nitrates. Nitrates support better blood flow. Better blood flow equals better energy and efficiency throughout the body. It even supports healthy blood pressure. But Super Beets does so much more than eating regular beets and is unparalleled compared to other beet powders. Not to mention, it tastes good. I don't like beets myself in their natural form, but these are great. Just one scoop of Super Beets has the nitric oxide equivalent of three whole beets. And the science team behind Super Beets has conducted 11 clinical trials and was even given the Science Award by the Nutrition Business Journal. This level of research is unheard of in the nutrition category. These are just some of the reasons I love Super Beets and why it's worked for me. To try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days, visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie and get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase. Or call their toll-free number, 800-876-1619. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie or call their toll-free number, 800-876-1619. Bon appetit. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ancient Life Oil, the Ferrari of CBD oil. go to ancientlifeoil.com.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, I'm high on life now that I've had my super beats. I'm ready to go. So, Grace, we're back with the winning entry, with a few more runners up and then the winning entries for our Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Yeah, my winners are great, so I'm going to get right to the one of the runners up, and then we'll get to the two winners. Migrant charged for alleged sex with cow.
Migrant? Is this anything like an illegal alien? Why are you going PC on me, Grace?
So wait, so when I first read this, I thought, oh, this is a horrible bestiality story, but it's actually not. It's a follow-up on a previous bestiality story. He got arrested for something else this time. So the headline reads, migrant charged for alleged sex with cow, arrested again in Texas. Here are some of the details. A Mexican migrant arrested earlier this year after
border... Please, can we call him an illegal alien?
A Mexican man illegally present in the United States.
Oh.
Agents saw him allegedly having sex with a cow, was arrested again in South Texas. This time, the man was arrested on allegations of intoxicated driving. So there you have it. A dreamer, I'm sure. Okay, and now we have our two winners. I'm going to start with naked California burglary suspect arrested.
So he decided to commit a burglary, so the first thing he thought he should do was take off all of his clothes.
Yeah, and then he got stuck in a chimney. A naked California man was pulled from a chimney over the weekend after he reportedly...
Maybe he should have gone on a diet before he took off all his clothes and went down the chimney.
He was found in a white towel as firefighters and police led him to a ladder.
So he wasn't naked. He was wearing a towel.
If you've ever seen anyone in a towel, Howie, it takes just a little bit of wind, and then you got a fully naked person. It does not put you at ease.
781 says that illegal likes some beefy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. And this is my other winner, which I think Howie's really going to enjoy. Pistols pulled over cold food at McDonald's.
Oh, well, it was justified, whatever happened.
Jawan Davis and Jordan Dunn were arrested early yesterday.
Does Jawan know Taquana from the earlier story?
It does not say. After they brandished two pistols in a threatening manner while at the drive-thru window of a McDonald's in Palm Coast.
Man, there's a lot of violence at the drive-thru windows, isn't
there? Really,
there?
That's why they're bulletproof now. The men, both of whom are 20, became upset when a McDonald's worker brought out their grub that was not warm enough for their liking. The men told the employee that they wanted their food, which included five burgers,
remade. These guys were
remade.
Together? They both pulled a gun on this guy?
Yes, and they said, I don't play about my food, flashing their two pistols in a threatening manner.
I thought this was going to be a story of a duel. Somebody got someone else's order and they both drew pistols on
each
other.
Two guns.
One Big
Mac. And one double cheeseburger.
They said they were only joking, and then they told the cops, I ain't no bad person, as he was being placed in the rear.
Limerick guy says the cow story is utterly ridiculous.
I'm here with Dr. Bruce Houghton from Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. You get a lot of patients, I'm sure, who are apprehensive about veneers. What are some of